Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
9:09, time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. Happy birthday, Mickey Mouse.
It's a very special day.
Oh, whose birthday is it?
Mickey. Mickey Mouse.
Aww. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
This is a show that families enjoy.
Say the magic words.
It's showtime.
Yes, happy birthday, Mickey Mouse. He first appeared in the short film Steamboat Willie on November the 18th, 1928. He's 97 years old today.
Gosh.
So crazy, right? Mickey looks good for his age, right?
He does.
Get ready for the debate. Viral video going around. Some stay-at-home dads online are blasting stay-at-home moms for complaining about how hard it is. Yeah, here's what one of them posted.
To all the stay-at-home moms, I feel like you're lying. Because of what I get to do for work, I can still stay home and pay all the bills. And my wife will have to go to work to make her money. And I have a one-year-old daughter. So I'll stay at home and I'll take care of my daughter. I can give her three meals a day, change her on time, get her and do her naps, play time, and still make sure the entire place is clean. And yes, I know an apartment is different than a home, but I have a 2,300 square foot apartment, so it's not tiny. So can someone please tell me, when does being a stay-at-home mom become hard?
Yeah, he even captioned it with, "Is this how people get canceled? Aren't stay-at-home parents who complain playing victim of something they choose to do in life?"
Playing victim. Wow.
Yeah, dad's blasting what they say are lazy stay-at-home moms for complaining. Wow, how do you feel about that?
Wow.
I mean, I give it up. You know, we always talk about it. Give it up for all the, you know, moms, the stay-at-home moms working hard, et cetera, et cetera.
So he works from home and takes care of the child?
Yeah, and he's saying,
how do you get work done?
To all the stay-at-home moms, I feel like you're lying. Because of what I get to do for work, I can still stay home and pay all the bills. And my wife will have to go to work to make her money. And I have a one-year-old
daughter. Well, he's telling you.
Daughter. So
yeah, but he doesn't have to, like, sit at his computer or take calls or, like, what is it?
He does it while he's with the kid, I guess.
How?
What do you mean, how?
How do you do a conference call or a Zoom when your kid's ready to eat? Or
you turn on Bluey and you go to your desk.
No, stop.
And you...
So you just put him in front of a screen?
Yeah, but you don't have to, like, when you're watching
the whole day.
Not the whole day. You have your conference call. You do what you got to do. Look, I'm not simplifying.
No, I'm just
I know how it is to take care of younger kids. I'm just saying.
For people that work from home, and if they do take care of a child at the same time, I'm just curious on how they do it all.
Well, I think you got to listen. He's telling you.
Make her money. And I have a one-year-old daughter, so I'll stay at home and I'll take care of my daughter. I can give her three meals a day, change her on time, get her and do her naps, play time, and still make sure the entire place is clean. And yes, I know an apartment is different than a home, but I have a 2,300 square foot apartment, so it's not tiny. So can someone please tell me, when does being a stay-at-home mom become hard?
Stop.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Wow. I mean, good for him. He should write a book.
We all need our victories in life. For this guy, he loves breaking world records. Here's David record breaker Rush, breaking the one for carrying the most bowling balls while riding a unicycle.
And let go. Time.
What?
Come on.
Woo! You hear like the balls, like kind of like bouncing off each other. Yeah, that's him carrying seven bowling balls for the allotted time. That takes a lot. That takes a lot of balls.
Oh my god!
He's broken more than 300 records. Some other news in the audio vault: a JetBlue flight from Boston to Tampa had to turn around and make an emergency landing last week after someone vaped weed in one of the bathrooms. Jeez. The crew inhaled. Here's the pilots making the call to air traffic control.
JetBlue 1191. I just have some questions. Is the cockpit secure right now?
Hey, from cockpit secure, we had a customer vape in the lab, and we've, smoking marijuana in the lab. We'd like it to turn to Boston.
JetBlue 1191, roger.
For JetBlue 1191, we had a security issue on with a passenger, mostly a disturbance. They were smoking marijuana. Our crew inhaled it, and now we're overweight landing. So that's the main reason for the emergency.
Yeah, I'd be pissed if I was on that flight.
I'd be upset.
Official armchair coach contest. Yeah, get paid to yell at your TV.
You have a problem with the way I'm coaching?
No. It's just that, well, like I was yelling earlier, it seems like anyone with half a brain could coach better than you.
Half a brain, huh? Well, you know what? It sounds like you just volunteered.
Me? But you were doing such a great job.
That, of course, a quick scene from The Simpsons. But Roto Grinders and Gatorade are willing to pay you $2,000 to yell at your television.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's about becoming an official professional armchair coach. And if you get picked, all you need to do is watch a game from home and comment, celebrate, and rant about your favorite team. So there you go.
Okay.
$2,000. Wow. Do you live in the most sinful city?
Viva!
According to a new study, the most sinful city is Las Vegas, followed by Houston and Los Angeles.
I've never been.
Have never been either, yeah. It's on my bucket list, though. Love to take my wife to Vegas just to see. A bunch of grocery stores in the Northeast just had a promo where they traded gift cards and paid 2 cents for every penny you traded in. Now, you could bring up to $100 worth or 10,000 pennies and get a $200 gift card. Here's Mike Weiss, one of the managers of the Price Chopper near Syracuse, talking about why they need the promotion.
We're not getting armored car drop-offs with pennies anymore. So we're running into a situation where we may not have enough pennies to get us through the holiday season or through the rest of 2025.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
How many pennies do you currently own?
See a penny, pick it up all day long. You'll have good luck.
Yeah, yes. The last penny was minted last week. You know, you've been seeing it all over the news, but there's something like 300 billion still in circulation. But how many pennies do you have? A third of Americans think they at least have a buck's worth lying around. About 7%, mostly young people, said zero. So, I don't know. I know we have some laying around.
We do.
Maybe in between the seat and the car, something like that. I know you mentioned this earlier, Jess. Cher will be the musical guest on SNL. That's December right. the 20th. It'll only be your second time on the show. The first was in 1987. Here she is being introduced.
Cher.
You got a problem. Day will host. It'll be the annual Christmas show, and who knows, maybe they'll do a duet or something. But Cher performed on the SNL 50th anniversary concert in February. I know you also mentioned this. Wicked for Good comes out on Friday, and at a recent panel, Ariana Grande possibly hinted about another Wicked movie.
That's right.
Yeah, she started that comment with a respectful joke about Cher.
If we've learned anything from Cher, we can count on there always being another farewell tour. So I don't think anyone's going anywhere. First of all, no one's going anywhere. We're not saying goodbye to anything. These characters will be a part of our hearts always. You know, they've changed our lives.
Yeah, she does say personally, so maybe not another movie, but we'll definitely keep our eyes open on that. Adam Sandler appears on a special episode of David Letterman's Netflix series, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. In a trailer they just released, Adam talks about bombing one night.
I did this one show in Boston, and my dad and brother came to see it. I was 17, and I ate it so hard in front of my dad, and I hated that. And the MC came on after, and I walked off into the humiliation of eating it. And he says, Adam, were you the class clown in school? And I go, yeah. And he goes, stick with that. And the place goes, oh. And I was like, oh, man, that hurt in front of Pop.
There's no more period of vulnerability those few moments.
Yeah, there you go. Adam Sandler sitting down with David Letterman, and that begins streaming on December the 1st. And some good news, a woman in Michigan was visiting Chicago, left her purse on a park bench, but two random women saw a guy, you know, like kind of rifling through it. They wrestled the purse away and left it at a nearby store. Here goes the woman talking about getting her purse back.
Two women had come into the gift store with a black purse. They had seen it on a park bench, but as they were walking over, they noticed a man looking inside of it, and they immediately grew suspicious. And so they walked up to the purse and the man and said, "Sir, is this yours?" And he mumbled something like, "Yeah, yeah, my wife lost it. I was looking for it." And they just didn't believe him. And so they actually pretended that it was theirs and they wrestled it out of his hands and walked quickly to where they saw a security guard near the gift shop and then walked inside. 5 minutes later, I walked in asking for the purse.
Crazy, right?
What?
Yeah, most people would like just stay out of it.
I know. Gosh.